Morning, Ireland. It's 12 minutes past seven. And as you heard in the bulletin, Israeli airstrikes shook Lebanon again last night. The bombs in the centre of Beirut city apparently aimed at Hezbollah leaders. Fighting has intensified in the south, the area where Irish UNIFIL troops are stationed. And some casual remarks by US President Biden caused a spike in global oil prices. We'll hear from our deputy foreign editor, Edmund Heafy, in a moment, after hearing from Jinan Saad, Médecins Sans Frontières communications manager in Lebanon, who's been telling our reporter Sheila Nocton about the humanitarian and healthcare crisis they face.
Lebanon is facing in the last 2 weeks a major escalation. Israeli bombardment had drastically increased in intensity and also expanded geographically. Also, South Lebanon, Bekaa region, a southern suburb of Beirut are heavily bombed almost on a daily basis. And this had led first to people killed. So we reached 1,900 as per the Ministry of Public Health, over 1,000 of them in the last 2 weeks, and over 8,000 injured, 6,000 of them are in the last 2 weeks. We witnessed a massive displacement, a wave that we cannot compare to anything we've seen before. So it's big, it's huge, and it's beyond the capacity of the country to respond to.
What condition are people who are displaced in? Have they got access to things like food, shelter, water?
So there are some public shelter or shelter that were open to host internally displaced, but these shelter are not equipped at all for such a big number of people, and also for to be able to offer a proper living condition. So we're talking about a lot of people and families with women, with pregnant women, with children who are living in public shelter, very crowded with a lot of other people, and they do not have access to basic services or basic essentials. The situation of the IDPs indeed is very dire and complicated.
And finally, what has the response been of Médecins Sans Frontières?
One of our priorities is to support this internally displaced people by providing essential relief items like mattresses, blankets, hygiene kit. We're also trying to improve the water and sanitation situation in crowded public shelters. In some location, we're providing hot meals for people because they really need basic things like even access to food. We run mobile medical units in the public shelters, where we went to the beach with a mobile clinic because people are sheltering on the beach, because many of these people had left without anything, without even their essential medication, and they do not have access to this. We also offer mental health consultation because the situation in Lebanon had created a sense of fear and unsafety that is really affecting the mental health of the population.
And that was Jinan Saad from Médecins Sans Frontières in Lebanon, talking to our reporter Sheila Nocton. Now, Edmund Heafy, RTE News Deputy Foreign Editor, is in southern Israel and he's been filling me in on the latest developments.
Yes, Sonia, overnight and into this morning, we've seen a series of quite major airstrikes in Beirut. A series of huge explosions lighting up the sky in Beirut, shaking the Lebanese capital. Now, what we know from a New York Times report is that the possible next leader of Hezbollah was targeted in these strikes. Apparently, they were targeting an underground bunker in Beirut, and Hashem Safi al-Din was potentially being targeted. We're also seeing strikes much further north in Lebanon as well. An Israeli strike hit near Lebanon's Masna border crossing. Now, Lebanese authorities are saying that this border crossing is being used by lots of Lebanese trying to evacuate Lebanon. And then the Israeli military has ordered a series of evacuations of Lebanese cities in the south. Now, these are communities north of the UN declared buffer zone. So lots are pointing to the fact that this is potentially signalling a widening of that ground incursion that Israel launched against Hezbollah in the south earlier this week.
We've also heard from President Joe Biden. He made some casual remarks as we're all awaiting Israel's response to Iran's missile barrage on Tuesday night. The reaction? World oil prices spike. So there's a global impact, isn't there, to this conflict as it escalates?
Yes, Sonia, I mean, the fears of the global markets were very much that this Middle East conflict, if it was to spiral, could have a huge impact on the oil industry. But those off-the-cuff remarks, which were in response to questions from the press, where Biden said this, that they were discussing the possibility of an Israeli strike on Iran's oil infrastructure, sent oil prices surging. Now, he didn't make it clear whether the US was simply discussing the possibility of Israel doing this, or whether the US was discussing directly with Israel this possibility. But traders worried about potential supply disruptions as a result of that. Iran is one of the largest crude oil producers in the world, and its economy is massively dependent on the oil industry.
And Edmund, while the world's eyes have been on Lebanon this past week, what's been happening in the West Bank and Gaza?
Well, overnight, late last night, there was a strike in the West Bank. Now, this is a pretty big missile strike, which has usually been reserved for the situation in Gaza since October 7th. Now, this was directed at the town of Tulkarm. The Palestinian authorities are saying that it targeted a building where there was a crowded cafe. The building was badly damaged and a fire has broken out. The death toll there, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry in the West Bank, has now reached 18 people. Now, the Israeli military is saying that several Hamas operatives in the West Bank were targeted in that, including a commander who was previously responsible for terrorist attacks. But that's a very high toll in the West Bank, 18 people dead, relative to prior Israeli assaults on the West Bank, which have certainly escalated since October 7th and the war in Gaza began.
And you mentioned October 7th, Edmund, and the anniversary on Monday. So these next few days, a very emotional time, a very sensitive time in Israel.
Yes, I mean, there had been a build-up over the past number of weeks to the October 7th anniversary. There was talk of a very huge memorial ceremony in Tel Aviv. It was being billed as the national ceremony, but it's actually an alternative ceremony separate from the Israeli government's official commemorations, which are taking place in the south. But those official commemorations would involve a pre-recorded and highly controlled and choreographed ceremony, whereas this planned ceremony in Tel Aviv, they sold 40,000 tickets to it. But in the past few days, given the opening of that front with Lebanon and the continued barrage of Hezbollah rockets coming across Israel's northern border, there's now indications that they are not going to allow that many people to gather in a public park in Tel Aviv. And again, because of that front being opening, what many were expecting to be a massive reflection on what happened a year ago and the thing that kicked off everything we are seeing in the Middle East in the past while, it's now not going to go ahead as planned, and the focus really is very much on the current situation that is happening with Lebanon and across the wider region.
And that was Edmund Heafy, RTE News Deputy Foreign Editor in Southern Israel. We'll have more from Fran McNulty in Beirut later in the programme. The time now, 21 minutes past 7.